say he
was a bad boy.
Why? Because he, what did he do?
He throwed at the dog.
When you go to somebody's house and he's not there, his wife says, no, he is not
here.
He's not at home.
If you like milk with your tea, you say you drink your tea. I think we did this last time. Let's skip over. In the war, if you got shot with a bullet, you say that you got a...
got wounded.
Mm-hmm. What is this? I never heard of this. A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. Did you ever hear that?
I never did.
When a wound doesn't clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it's got to be cut out or burned out with alum.
That must be what they call a cloud affliction.
That's right. I never heard that.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
If you get a little cut on your finger, you put, what do you put on it?
Iodine.
There you go. Yeah, we don't use iodine anymore. It hurts.
Wait,
they don't
call iodine.
I thought
it iodine.
My grandson, by marriage, got his finger, he said, by the neck, cut off yesterday, his middle finger.
Who?
Oh, dear.
Jerry.
Little Jerry?
No, Sue's husband, Big Jerry. They taken some skin off his arm to graft on. Got it cut off working.
If somebody was shot and he didn't recover, then what happened to him?
He died.
He died.
But if it was somebody that you didn't like, he was an old skin flint, you'd say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally died. I don't know what he died
with.
And where'd they bury him?
In the ground. Cemetery.
Okay. What else might you call it? I bet you've got other words for cemetery.
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard, cemetery. That's about the only words on it.
Oh, and you put him in a box before you buried him. What kind of a
vault?
I don't believe that would have been a vault. Not if you're going to get old stuff, most.
Yeah, what would you call
it? They used to call it years ago, they called them coffins.
Coffins.
They did coffins.
A vault wasn't no such thing. It used to be as a vault. And they put them in a coffin. When they dug the grave, they dug a great big grave. And then they come up here and dug out another place down in here. And that your coffin went down in there, and then they sawed the boards and laid over the top of it all and covered it up.
And then, after you put him in the coffin, you took him to the church to have a
funeral.
And then everybody was dressed in black, and you say they are in
mourning.
Well, anyway, now we get rid of those. Let's see, if somebody's troubled, worried about something, you say, oh, it will all come out right.
Don't worry.
Do you perhaps know somebody who has a disease in his joint and they ache and you say he has
arthritis, bursitis or something.
Uh-huh.
Rheumatism, all kind of words for it.